Now, what do you do about that, Kitty?
We ignore it. We sweep it under the rug.
Heavy?
We be quiet, first of all. It's only 10 o'clock. My voice is still holding out. I only got 4 hours to go. 6 hours to go. 8 hours to go. 12. What? What do you do? King John Version tells us that God's name is called Jehovah God.
That's what the King John Version.
Righteous Standing Version tells us that God's name is Jehovah. Amen?
Yeah.
In the Bible, sister, you got to read your Bible every day. You didn't know where it was. So, what do you do about that?
Well,
you sweep it under the rug?
No.
Will you throw a doctrine at him?
Yeah.
Heaven? Yeah. Well, you should be depressed if it invites them in very bad. And that talks
a little bit about the name Yahweh and
where it came from,
where
Jehovah got that stuff from. Really?
Sure.
Yeah. It started in the original Hebrew, that's Jehovah. Now,
who ever
talked about
JWE
before?
Oh, I did.
How many know
that
they'll just tank all over that?
Yes,
yeah,
they will. They love to.
With their doctrine and all?
Oh, yeah.
They love to argue that.
Oh, they were talking about that all day.
They used to get into Mr. Robert.
Oh, they love that. Yes, James was talking about the Bible, dude.
I've
been a JWR since I was 9 years old, yeah. I preach every way I go. Yeah, I got that at the junkyard yesterday. You guys talking about dirty movies all day, dirty books, right? And I got this little sign in the front of my van that says, emergency, clergy. Right? So I can drive through traffic or stop at a parking lot. If I get a ticket, doesn't work. Anyway, he saw the thing. He said, in the Bible too, huh? I've been a JW since I was 9 years old. Are you a clergyman too? So you got a sign or what? What do you do?
Pray.
You pray about it. Right there, you say, excuse me, I got fired. Hey, did you ever get that one, really? You talk to the real Pentecostal, right?
Yeah.
And he's talking to you about some passage out of the Bible, right? And Noah went up to the ark, and the people went in. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'll tell him. Amen. You know, he's talking to you, and suddenly got a message from God. And yes, Lord, I'll tell him. Right?
Oh, no.
What are you doing down the road?
Wow.
So, how you doing? You know what I did? I asked him, I said, you go with us. He goes, never! Really, just made that, never! Really, it's happened to me, really. Really. Later, he told me, he can show me out of the Bible, he said, never ever witness on Easter. The Bible says, never witness on Easter. Get in big trouble, you witness on Easter.
What?
Evil spirits around on Easter, that's right. You relax sometimes. You relax 12 sometimes, or 11, I don't know what it is. Something about when Peter got arrested in Jerusalem, right, during the Passover, and Herod was going around, and everybody was killing all the apostles, right? That was during Easter, when Peter got locked up, see? So you never go witnessing on Easter, because he was witnessing, that's why he got locked up. And also the other one, I'm 80 years old, Lord showed me a lot of things, thank you Lord, amen. I'll never throw my pearls before any swine. Never, sir, I'll tell you, never. Yep. Another one. God's given all these pearls out of the Bible, right? Don't show any of them swine. Okay, hey, anyway, that's a digression, let's go to JW's, what do you do?
Come on. Any suggestions? What do you do?
Walk away.
That's all right. What do you
do?
Any
ideas? I got an idea.
What?
You
bring a fool according to the phone. You put
on
that rope
while I'm
trying
to make a fool
of myself. Hey, look. Half-baked sheep. It's a little lambie pool. Nah. There's a big JW. Well, I mean,
right, huh? Nanny Poo's gonna wisely hold him out, right? I don't think so, brother. No ideas, huh?
Come on, wait. Okay, how about the big sheet?
Come on, the big sheet is a part of the JW. What do you do when they get into that? God's name is Jehovah.
The what?
You tell you ain't a sheep. Come on, how about the sheep? Where are you? He'll say the Bible. Where else?
The Bible tells us God's name is Jehovah.
Beside the point.
Well, his true name is Yahweh. The name of the Jehovah is Yahweh.
Obviously, you're going to get the doctor one day. Come on, some cheap suggestions for the lamb? Or do the lambs even really care about this at all?
I do.
Lambie Poo's going to come to take on me?
Yep.
Oh, that's
fine. Don't just start coming down.
You know what you can do? You can jump 4 feet in the air at him. No, all right, what is it? Somehow, if you act stupid with a JW, they always ask you. They're in this real fight thing, you know, the JWs all around the country. Watchtower press signs all over the place, right? If you act the least bit ignorant of JW, right? They'll come up and say, well, what's the matter? Haven't you ever heard the Jehovah's Witnesses? And then you can jump 4 feet in the air.
Have I ever?
You know,
what?
What? Have I ever?
Yes, it is.
They might leave on you.
I might be there.
Come on, how about some cheap suggestions for the landing pool?
I don't like it.
I gotta go. What? That's brother? Come on, it's not those JWs floating around in the drink village. Right?
Well, I'd never get into doctrine with them like acting as they were saying. After
the board again.
Doctor,
all right.
Thank
God
you're
not there.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, those four preachers are still in the background. Those four Dianetic preachers are behind the curtain waiting to come out.
Really?
That's right. You're one of them, big now. Where's David Madden, the drip? Where's the trip? Where is he? Is he hiding? Oh, come on. How's a dynamic preacher creep on the floor?
Hey,
he's asleep.
Hey, we're all wiped out.
Well, look, if you dynamic preachers don't get up and preach it,
somebody else will.
I'm never going to preach on why Jesus bent down on the ground that faithful morning when the Pharisees and scribes came up to him with that woman.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Speak.
Nope. We're going to have some lightweights first. Come on, who knows? Say something, Chief. Hey, you ready?
All right.
Let's break up. Hey.
I want
to
have witness
to go away.
Yeah, I want
to
know that answer.
I do too.
You want a real good one to pull out on?
Yeah! Yeah.
Okay, you ready? You ready? Here, let it go. You turn next to this tonight. No, first of all, come up, though. Look here. I was just reading Exodus. You know, back there in the beginning. You know? I was reading in there. I came upon this first, mister. Sir? Now look it, why don't we share this verse together?
And you come out with Exodus 30?
Right? I'm talking to Mr.
Tell me your voice changes and says, right? You stare at him.
Where
are you? No, it's Exodus 34.
Mister, I just read Exodus, you know, in the beginning of the Bible the other day, you know, the second book. And Exodus 34, it says, listen, let's share it here. Let's read, let me read this to you, it's really interesting. Listen, look at it. And Exodus 34, 13. No, 34, 12.
Come on, real time. Why not? You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look straight up in the eye. Take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither you go, lest it become a snare in the midst of you. You shall tear down their altars and break their pillars and cut down their Asherim. Now dig this, you ready? For you shall you shall worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God.